This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Holiday season, Thanksgiving tomorrow, football.
Whatever.
Oh, don't be a Grinch.
What's your problem? I'm not being a Grinch. What's my problem?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
You said you didn't like the song.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I saw the Christmas tree. We got the Christmas tree. Yeah. Can we have Thanksgiving first?
Well, but you got to realize, so everyone leaves today, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
by the time
right.
we come back,
we'll be in Christmas mode.
They're just getting ahead of the curve.
You know what's fun? Like, listen, I listen to the morning show. And since you went here, I got to say something.
I didn't go anywhere.
No, because Joe the camera said something this morning, and I love Joe. But he said something that kind of triggered me.
What did he say?
This morning. Because he was talking about the holidays how he was saying, what did he say? He said something about, hey, check up on the people because they might be alone this Thanksgiving.
Okay, he's just trying to be nice.
And I'm like, well, how the hell you know I don't want to be alone on Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't think it was pointed directly
at you. I think he's implying check in on the people that don't want to be alone but are. Like, I think that kind of goes without saying.
I am listening as a fan of the show. And I'm just like everybody else does, they get mad at you when you say stuff, Joe. They don't even know you.
You are Scrooge McDouglas, man.
I got mad at Joe because I'm like, hell, how do you know I want to be bothered on Thanksgiving?
He's not talking about you then.
No, but I'm just saying, like, don't call me.
I think it was just a generalization.
I don't want to be bothered.
He's not talking about the Hugh Douglas of the world. He's talking about the people that don't choose to be alone.
There are some people out there that they like to be by themselves. They don't want to be festive. They don't want to be
who he was talking
with the
about.
Families. But I was just saying, I felt like he was like, how dare you put me in a category?
You make this about
everybody
you.
Else.
Wow.
Doesn't everybody?
Self-serving Douglas over here.
Doesn't
the holidays, and you're thinking about yourself.
It's actually a compliment to Joe, because in radio, you want to make each listener
feel like you're a part of it.
You and them, right? And Joe did that to you. You felt like Joe was calling you out personally.
Like, I was like, how dare you, Joe? I don't want to be bothered. Just say, hey, just send a text. Shoot a text. People say, hey, I'm worried about you. For what? I got a ton of alcohol at the crib. I'm chill. I got video games, and I got leftovers. What more can a man want?
Well, I mean, you could say a few other things.
No, it's funny because, let's be honest, tomorrow, you're going to have family members over that you haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have conversations with them that you really don't want to have.
Well, it's that trade-off. You get the good food, you get the dessert, you get the football, you got to deal with the other stuff.
And you know what, Joe, I don't, you know, I'm not saying you in particular, but what we do for a living, we always have to have conversations with family members who want to validate their football knowledge all the time. And it's like, and I really want to look at them and say, dog, like seriously, all jokes aside, and I listen, a quick conversation about football, I don't have a problem with. But when we sitting at the table and you want to have a full-blown conversation about the Detroit Lions or what the Eagles are doing, dog, I talk on the radio for 4 hours a day. Mm. I ain't trying to have that conversation. I want to sit here and watch football with y'all, if I'm going to do that, and just chill out. We ain't got to talk about football. Just chill out. Be quiet. Let's talk about Pokemon. Let's talk about something different. We ain't got to talk about sports all the time. We about to watch the game.
Pokemon?
Anything besides football.
Yeah, don't talk about Pokemon. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying, though, because I'm pretty sure you have family members when you, hey, how's the show going? You guys were talking about. No. can I have a moment where I ain't got to talk about that? Like, I've been talking about it for 4 hours. Can I just get a moment?
So
can I just enjoy this plate without you in my ear talking about the Eagles for 1 minute?
Everyone should check on you tomorrow and ask you about the Eagles.
Yeah, no. Everyone, if you know Hugh, shoot him a text.
Check on
Hugh. See how he's doing. Maybe give him a call, FaceTime.
You know,
can they run on the Ravens?
I forgot where I was because I know that's exactly what I'm going to get.
I think for the last 3 minutes, Hugh forgot exactly where he was.
That's why you got love, Philadelphia. They're like, you know what, Hugh, screw you. We're going to ask you about the Eagles every
time. Wait, what? You said not to do something?
Yes.
We're going to do it more.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah, you did. All right,
I set myself up.
215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, why don't you give give everyone a second clue. Huge clues. Pair of tickets. See the Big Five Classic Saturday, December 7th at the Wells Fargo Center. All right. The first clue today was this was the first word Hughes said when I asked him about Thanksgiving. Clue number two.
It's not a food.
Well, that's going to certainly change the equation here. So, yes, this was not a food. Because, you know, you would think, I don't know, turkey. I mean, like I say Thanksgiving, you think turkey. Well, that's not what you said.
Not a food.
Not a food. Clue number two. All right, 215-592-949 for first. Before we get back to the phones, though, Hugh, Eagles did make a signing as they try to replace Brandon.
Every week.
Every day. All right. Couple of players in here to, in aggregate, maybe replace what they're losing here in Brandon Graham. So they signed KJ Henry.
In aggregate as well.
Yeah, 2 days ago, right? He was the a player on the Commanders last year, young player. He got he bounced around from the Bengals, Cowboys. Seems like he's just a guy, right? Just
like you said, he's just a guy.
Just a guy. But the name yesterday is actually more of a name, former first-round pick, Charles Harris, who this year was a Panther. You look at his numbers. He had 3 sacks this year. It's like he was playing. He was getting playing time, 3 sacks. He actually was a former first-round pick the year the Eagles took Derek Barnett. I remember he was kind of in the mix to be picked in that, you know, around that spot. I think the best season he had in the NFL was with Detroit maybe 3 years ago. He's become a journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think for what Charles Harris is, that's not a bad signing for November. 3 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find too many pass rushers out there. You're not going to find too many guys that can do what you want them to do. This has to come from within. You sign a guy like that because you're trying to spell some guys. You're trying to, you know, take some of the heat or some of the reps off of other people. But it ain't too many guys out there, man, that you can get at this time of the year. Really ain't.
We did have an update, though, on the Shaq Barrett situation. Kyle, what did we see this morning on Shaq Barrett? So Shaq Barrett, that's, of all the names possibly out there, he's the one that's been the best the most recently, right? Because there's a lot of veterans that are just hanging out. He was a player last year. He signed with the Dolphins in training camp. He decided to retire, so he's sitting at home. But, you know, there's some buzz that maybe he's trying to come out of retirement now, but it's a matter of where he would want to go.
So it's popped up on my Twitter feed, and it's at, like, DMs, which, you know, you can never really fully verify.
Sure.
How true it might be. But so it's a screenshot of a DM to Jordana Barrett, who I assume is his wife, girlfriend, whatever. It's a significant other. And they said, "We want Shaq in Philly." She loved it, hearted it. And she responded, "Miami has his rights, but the Eagles are the ones who pulled him out of retirement." Mm. So
that's what
that's
to keep
just what's
an
going
eye
around.
Yeah. So Adam Schefter did report yesterday. He did put in for reinstatement. He's trying to come out of retirement. That's the biggest possible name. I have no idea how. Like, I guess the Dolphins would have to grant him his release, and then he'd be free to sign somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure before all of this happens, then you want to make sure that you put yourself in a position so that you can look at other teams. I made a phone call yesterday. I know some people about this particular thing.
This
player, they know him very, very close. And he was like, "This is still a fluid situation." They said, "You know, we gotta do some things first before we can even get to that point." Because you know me, I just like, "Hey,
get him here.
We need him here."
So Miami has to agree to cut him by 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, so they're probably trying to, the people that I know, they're probably trying to work this out, you know, and get this done. So I'll give him to what? You say 4 o'clock? I'll make that phone call again or that text message.
Update from you at 4 o'clock
on Thanksgiving. Tomorrow he's calling someone important.
I'm calling
important.
Somebody. Joe, you probably got to text me, remind me to make the phone call. But outside of that,
I'm on top of it. 215.
Everyone remind Hugh tomorrow.
Yes.
They're
going
to check in on him
anyway.
And tell him to make the phone
call. They're going
to
do that anyway. Got to love the people, man.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is indeed a shootout on Sunday? Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
What up, man?
Hey, man, I trust Jalen Hurts during the shootout. Because like you guys have been saying, we have players that can get the ball to dunks and screens and pants that can go 70 yards, 80 yards. Not to mention, say, at the backfield, he's going to distance.
They must have had a dumb
jitterbug. I don't believe that the Ravens played the defense like us. I know they played the Steelers or whatever, but I see that they played the defense like us.
Yeah, the Steelers are probably the only one. And the Chiefs in week one. They've only been held to 20 or less, I think, 2 times. Every other game it's been, you know, upper 20s, 30s, 40s. They usually score a lot. But your point, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses.
Yeah, no, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses. And I think the Ravens, are just living off their old name. Man, the Ravens ain't nobody to be scared of. Man, we are the team to be scared of. Uglies up front, man. They gonna maul you and maul you and maul you until you in the ground, man. And Saquon is running down the sideline, man. Saquon running down the sideline.
Well, and he runs, and he's been running amazingly this year. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues, what's the answer today?
Oh, man, you messed me up with not the fool, man. I was going to go with Axville, the pork and bacon, but I'm going to say Furniture, man.
Furniture.
Furniture, like you lay down on the furniture after you're done eating?
Yeah, you ain't got none.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what? I don't. Anthony, that's a great answer.
I got a shelf yesterday, though.
You had a shelf before a couch?
Yeah, well, you know, it's for my son. Like, my son has more furniture in his room than I actually have in my whole house. But I'm waiting, man. I mean,
just
it's
get
like,
a couch.
Nah, I'll wait.
What do you sit on?
The bed.
You just go home and lay in your bed?
Go to sleep.
We're done. Nah. We're off the air at 2 o'clock.
Best.
That's a long time in the bed,
it's the best.
Man.
It's the absolute best. It's the best. That's why I got a bed that was so comfortable.
Wait a second.
What?
When you're eating dinner, you eat in the bed?
No, I go. I sit on the counter. Oh. Eat a little dinner.
Well, sit on the counter?
Time out.
Yeah.
My daughter sits on the counter. She weighs 45 pounds.
Dude, there's no way that counter is going to last long.
You can't be sitting on the counter.
This is a big, sturdy marble counter. I sit on the counter.
Yeah, but when I think of, like, when someone says they're sitting on the counter.
I lay in the bed or I sit on the bed.
You can't be eating dinner in bed.
Sedentary. No, because I get up and, you know, I move around. But, yeah, I lay in the bed and play video games and chill out and watch some TV.
We got to get Hugh a couch. I'm going to get a couch, man. We might have to chip in as a station.
Nah, I'm going to get a couch. Yeah. I'm going to get a couch. I just ain't found one I wanted.
You know what my favorite thing is when the Eagles are really good? We take other good teams and we make them out to not be good. Our last caller just said, like, poo-pooed the Ravens. Like,
he kind of did.
In the last two years, they are 21-8. Like, they're good, too. I think the Eagles could certainly win this game on Sunday. But this isn't like... It's just some team.
This is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, of course it is.
This is going to be a challenge.
Nancy in Valley Forge is up. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Nancy. What's up?
So I think it's going to come down to, you know, the last couple minutes of the game. I think it's going to depend upon who makes no mistakes. Because, you know, I do have a certain quarterback as my fantasy quarterback. So I've been paying attention to the Ravens.
Oh, you have Lamar. That's a pretty good fantasy quarterback to have.
It is. And I also have their defense. So, you know, listen, I would love to see a game where we blow them out and we can all have a nice Sunday, watch it with the family that's still in town, you know, enjoy it and not be on pins and needles screaming at the TV for 2.5 hours.
Oh, I'd like that. It feels like it's probably going to be really close, but I would enjoy that if we could like exhale in the fourth quarter the way we did Sunday night. That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't
Nancy.
That be nice?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice if we just cap off a lovely Thanksgiving weekend?
It would. All right, Nancy, what do you think about Hugh's beard? Because if they hold the Ravens to 20 or less, that beard is in trouble.
Hugh, you better start preparing yourself mentally. That thing is gone.
I've been prepared mentally for weeks. I started preparing mentally.
Well, good.
Who did they play? The Commodores.
Commodores. Yeah, Hugh's been sitting on his counter.
I want to hear all this boo-hoo and when
no, I'm not a boo-hooer. I'm a stand-up guy. I might try to.
You may be stand-up, but we're gonna have to hear about it forever.
It'll grow back. If I gotta shave, it'll grow back.
Now, have we made a final decision on if you're dyeing it green or shaving it?
What do you
think, Nancy? If he had to either shave it off or dye it green for like a whole month.
A month?
Yeah,
a month. Well, damn, Joe.
I mean, I am a happily married woman, but, you know, I do like a clean shaven face.
All right, so I think we know where the vote is there. All right, Nancy, what's your guess? Hugh's Clues, the first thing he said to me when I said, Hugh, Thanksgiving. This is what he said.
Listen, y'all, don't go get in trouble.
That's something Hugh would say. Yeah, trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Stay, avoid trouble. And Nancy, that's not it, but it's certainly something Hugh would say. Yeah, a green beard for a month would be something else.
Yeah, it would be.
The whole playoff run, everyone coming out to the pregame shows at the link, and there's Hugh with his green beard.
Laughing and giggling, pointing, taking pictures.
You thought defense didn't matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be better than the no beard. Well, because I feel like the if you shave after a few days, we'll just get used to you without a beard.
Yeah, with a booty face.
Right, but the green.
And it'll grow back.
The green beard?
Because technically, if I shave, then I can do what Coach Sirianni did, because he let his grow back. So all I got to do is shave, and then I can let it grow back.
Yeah, I think for our purposes, the better thing for a longer period of time would be the green beard. I mean, that you got to hold that for a whole month. the whole playoff run? I think that would have to be it, right? You have to die at the start of the postseason week, and you can't take
can't
it away.
Cut it off until after the outcome?
Until the Eagles are done.
Okay, so when we make it to Louisiana, can I die back when we go to Louisiana?
Oh, no, when we get home.
Are you crazy? You think you're going to like undo the good juju before the Super Bowl?
And you're going to have a green beard. You can't do that.
Oh, I tried it.
Could you imagine us down in on Bourbon Street? Where's Hugh? We haven't seen him in a
few. There he is, right there. Big black guy with the green beard. Yeah. All of that, the bag of chips.
Eric in Middletown. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, there's no way Baltimore is stopping our offense. They have to sneak their safety down, Hamilton, to play the run defense. We'll just go right over the top on them. We're going to get Saquon in the open on these screen plays and dump
them,
and it's going to be wide open. Double-digit win, I guarantee it.
A guaranteed double-digit win? Eric, I like that.
We're going to be roasting Ravens on Sunday to go with my turkey sandwich.
I never had a roasted Raven.
Yeah, I don't think that it doesn't sound like it'll taste very good.
Neither mine, but you know what? I'll try anything once.
That's I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that now, but it's presented.
It's just basically a crow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think crows are
Yeah, I don't think you tasty. Should eat those. But hey, listen, if it means a double-digit win, you got to do what you got to do. Eric, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? What's your guess?
I don't know. I kind of had a food one, but I guess I'll have to get off of that. Let's see, the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
A good guess. The CP, people they at least are giving good guesses.
I mean, parade.
Yeah, you got to get inside Hugh's head a little bit. You watch the parade tomorrow?
Nope.
No?
But I am kind of...
Come on, I thought you were a parade guy.
I'm kind of curious about this celebration on the Ben Franklin, though. Is it Ben Franklin?
What is going on? We just heard...
No, they in the commercial, they said they're practicing.
They're practicing the parade on the Ben Franklin?
I think that's what... I think that's what I heard.
Well, if there's traffic today, you know why?
No, because when I heard it, I might have heard it wrong.
Do they practice parades?
That's what I was like.
Who has
wait a
time
minute.
To practice a parade?
Because my thought, Ben Franklin, I'm like, are they really about to shut the Ben Franklin down?
Well, some like parades are like choreographed and stuff. Yeah, you'd practice.
But maybe you do it more as a walkthrough somewhere. You can't clear out the streets you're going to use tomorrow. You know, like that's too much.
Maybe I misheard, and they're practicing what the parade's going to be on the bridge.
I think so. Maybe I misheard. But you know, it wouldn't be the first time. So
I can't believe you're not popping that parade on tomorrow when you're sitting in your bed or your counter.
Nah.
We got to get you a couch, man. I can't believe I found out that he was eating dinner on his counter, sitting on a counter.
Oh, no. Hey, Joe, it's the best.
Do you like wave your feet around too? Like a
you know it. You already know the vibes. Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't know how else to say this, but you're too big to be sitting on the counter.
No, you said it exactly the way it should have been said. Your ass too big to be on the counter, but I sit on the counter.
All right, Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
What's up, Will?
All right, man. Happy Turkey Eve. I hope y'all enjoy yourself. And I'm gonna try and guess what Hughes is thinking. Will there be any games on?
Oh, you guessing already?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that out the way.
So that's not it, but an interesting guess. All right, having to do with the games. All right, Will, what do you got for us? You trust Jalen if it's a shootout Sunday?
Come on, man. Jalen, he's been in the best shootouts. He's been in the Super Bowl and shot it out with the best quarterback right now.
Well, he did. Well, hold on. And I think he played overall very well in the game. But he did make a critical turnover that was a part of the reason they lost that game.
Absolutely, but I think he's playing smart ball, and just like a couple of other callers said earlier, they make great adjustments, so that's what's really going to get us over the hump. But I just want to say, this is probably the preview of the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
You never know. So whoever people feel. Hey, listen, both these guys, for real, I believe both the teams are equal. We got the 1 and 2 best running backs. We got 2 of the best scrambling quarterbacks. And both these guys are hungry. And they've been there. They've been to the dead. Well, one of them been there.
And one's been close, yeah. One's been close.
Yeah. So it's just like I just believe this is going to be one of the best games ever Sunday. And it's going to be the World Bowl. And like I said, I love Saquon. But my man going to come out on top.
That's all right, Will. We like, it is the Will Bowl. That's right. Saquon versus Derrick Henry. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So Will said there this is a preview of the Super Bowl, which it could be.
I've heard people say that before.
I think we're seeing on Sunday two of – how many teams do you guys think can actually win the Super Bowl? I think it's – for me, it's down to six.
Kansas City.
I would say Baltimore. I have six in my head. Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo.
Detroit.
Detroit, Eagles, Packers. I have six teams I think could actually win. Everyone else feels –
Fugazi.
Yeah, like there's some other good teams, but come on. Are the Minnesota Vikings win the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold?
Don't feel like it.
Nope. Is there anyone I'm missing? I feel like it's down to those six teams. One of those six, I believe, will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the other ones feel like they're right on that tier below.
Steelers.
Yeah, the Chargers feel like they'll be good next year or like have a real chance to win it next year.
Yep.
Like the other teams just feel like too young. Steelers, I think, are phony baloney.
The Commanders are rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
It just feels like I think it's six.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing two of the six real contenders. Do we have some clarification?
It's going to be the best game ever,
Josh. Of all time. Do we have some clarification on this parade practice?
Yeah, so it's not the bridge. It's the Ben Franklin Parkway. So the oval.
That makes more sense.
Okay, that's shut down today, which is a pain in the ass in itself.
Yeah,
but.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Because that's why I was like, wait a minute. Is it the bridge? Okay. Gotcha.
Could you imagine the anger you're trying to get around
and the bridge is just shut down for practice? That was my first thought. The Ben Franklin, I was thinking bridge, but it's the parkway.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean,
that's about a museum and stuff, like right over
there. They're already shut down because they're preparing for the whole thing. That makes more sense. All right, let's talk to Josh in a moment, too. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How we doing today?
Josh, what's up, pal?
Not a whole lot. First, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man. I'm, it's my favorite holiday of the year. Greatest meal of the year. And I'm just stoked, right? Hugh, you're in Delaware. The open door, if you're willing to want to stop by and you're looking for something to eat, my door's always open, my man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah, you got it. So, look, I don't care what we're calling it. Shootout, breakdance fight, knife fight, whatever. We own the Ravens this weekend. And again, just... because Hugh had to pull it out of me yesterday, our offensive line, minus Jason Kelce, and we're better offensive line-wise.
Way to bounce
back. We're going to beat the living tar out of Baltimore. And the reason why is the short week, right?
Yeah.
Shorter week for them. And, they got a little bit – they got pushed around the other night, and they don't know what's coming. I mean, after everyone seeing that on Sunday night, you can forget about it.
Kiss the
I'm
baby.
Fully confident in – it's not about Jalen Hurts at this point. It's about how the team responds because it's both sides of the ball now. And, again, I'm fully confident that we're just going to go in there and move them around like it's – I can't even come up with a word. That's where I'm at.
There you go. Lost for words.
There we go.
Inspiration from the Midday Show.
That's right. Now, listen, another quick thing that made me laugh today. Hugh, man, you hit an eight-leg parlay, and now you're doing non-live reads for ESPN bets, man. How quickly did they make that happen?
Look at God. Yeah. Look at God. God is so good.
The powers that be were like, this is the greatest better out there. We got to get him to do live reads.
I'm about to do a show.
Yeah, and you guys got to stay tuned. Hugh's got a bet cooked up.
I got that heat for you today.
Turkey Day parlay. It's going to be, we all rolled our eyes at him when he said it, but maybe he's smarter than everyone thinks. All right, Josh, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Hugh's clues. The first thing that Hugh said when I said Thanksgiving, he said what?
The Cowboys suck.
That's a great guess. That is, Josh, that's not it. But that could have worked. I mean, I could have seen maybe not the second or third thing he said, but he actually said something just, well, you'll see when we get there. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls after we come back on the other side. Do you trust Hurts if he has to win a shootout on Sunday? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. We gave you a third clue in the 12 o'clock hour. Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show, including his first real answer about how they're going to approach Saquon Barkley rest versus record down the stretch of the season. Is it already in Sirianni's head? He addressed that with The Morning Show. You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio.